What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Intellectual property rights infringements are often seen as a victimless crime, but it's quite the opposite, as the health and safety of the consumer is at times disregarded. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
Me hear say some illegal IGL cylinder are sell body place. But me no see none what that look like another real thing. So how me da know say me I get rip off?
Loss prevention manager at IGL, Byron Henry, says there is one way to tell.
When they are filled without seals, that is the time you can recognize that it's not filled by the IGL personnel.
This means that more than likely the gas that is used to fill the cylinder is not what IGL uses.
We don't put propane in cylinders. Butane are placed in cylinders. Butane is used at the restaurants like KFC, Burger King, etc. So when the illegal persons fill them, we take it to Petrojam to get it tested. We can test it, but we use independent source to test it along with the police. We can identify that it's propane.
Over $523 million worth of goods ranging from cigarettes, pharmaceuticals and apparel have been seized under the intellectual property rights legislation.
We must be absolutely sure that the things we are ingesting as medication are above board and legitimate. We have seen where persons have gone as far as to use regular household paint just in an attempt to ensure that they've caught the right shade or color of a pharmaceutical item being counterfeited.
Deputy Commissioner of Customs Alwyn Nicely. Organized crime also benefits from the returns of the sale of counterfeit goods, and persons have suffered major health issues and died as a result of consuming goods that were perceived to be illegitimate.
We have persons getting serious health risks which are cancelled based on the application of counterfeit product to their skin. And so we do have an issue.
Deputy Commander of the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch CTOC, Senior Superintendent Clifford Chambers. Mr. Nicely is urging intellectual property rights owners to report displays of counterfeit items in the domestic market that are being presented as original.
Please come in and make your claim. There's a process that has to be gone through between the police or Jamaica Customs. Come in, let's talk, let's see how best we can assist you. We are willing, we are able to assist you.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPRO, Lily Claire Bellamy, is encouraging individuals and entities to register their trademark rights.
We encourage you to come to the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, register your intellectual property rights so that if someone infringes, it's easy for you to bring a cause of action against the person.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.